Welcome to The Flash Business, where we delve into the core developments shaping the corporate and economic landscapes. In today's episode, we're examining two pivotal topics. First, we discuss the evident shift in U.S. consumer behavior amid economic uncertainties, as noticed at companies like Amazon and Starbucks. Later, we'll explore the challenge of persistently high wage increases confronting the Federal Reserve, a significant factor in the ongoing battle against inflation. Stay tuned as we unravel how these developments are influencing the U.S. economy and what it means for you. First up, we're discussing how prominent companies are witnessing a change in U.S. consumer behavior. Laura, can you share the insights gathered from these observations?
Certainly, Wendy. Executives at Amazon and Starbucks have noted a significant trend. American consumers are becoming increasingly cautious with their spending. This behavioral shift is a direct reflection of the economic anxiety permeating throughout the U.S. For instance, Amazon CFO, Brian Olsavsky, observed a surge in shoppers seeking deals and leaning towards lower-priced items, particularly consumables and everyday essentials. Meanwhile, Starbucks CEO Laxman Narasimhan reported a cautious approach among occasional customers, contributing to a 3% sales decline in the U.S. What's clear from these observations is a broader trend of tempered spending, indicative of the challenges both consumers and companies face amid rising inflation and a deteriorating economic outlook.
This cautious spending isn't confined to just Amazon and Starbucks, correct?
Exactly, Wendy. It's a sentiment echoed across various sectors. Bank of America economists noted a softening in spending growth among lower and middle-income households. Moreover, McDonald's CFO, Ian Borden, mentioned that customers are opting for value menu items and buying less. This collective cautiousness among consumers highlights a volatile confidence level, putting immense pressure on spending and raising concerns about the U.S. economy's health and its global market implications.
The implications here are far-reaching. Let's pivot to another critical issue, persistently high wage increases. Rachel, what can you tell us about this challenge for the Federal Reserve? Wendy, the issue of high wage increases has indeed become a pivotal challenge for the Federal Reserve, particularly as it continues to wage war against inflation. A report from Yahoo Finance highlighted a significant spike in wages, with compensation costs rising by 1.2% in the first quarter of 2024, surpassing both prior expectations and the previous quarter's increases. This elevation in wages not only underscores the persistence of high inflation, but also complicates the Federal Reserve's interest rate strategy. The stickiness of inflation, partly due to wage growth, puts pressure on the Federal Reserve to maintain higher interest rates for longer than anticipated. So, how is the market reacting to these developments? The market's response has been palpable, with Treasury yields rising, signaling a downturn for the possibility of rate cuts within the year. Despite some economists asserting that the increase in wage costs could be manageable in the Federal Reserve's policy framework, it undoubtedly adds another layer of complexity to stabilizing inflation. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has echoed this sentiment, emphasizing the need for greater confidence in inflation moving sustainably towards the 2% target before considering policy adjustments. It sounds like a delicate balancing act ahead for the Federal Reserve. Thank you, Rachel, for shedding light on this intricate issue. As we conclude this episode, it's clear the U.S. economic landscape is navigating through turbulent waters, with consumer spending behavior and high wage increases at the forefront of challenges. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thank you for tuning into The Flash Business.